Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, everyone. This is Kimberly, and it is episode 216, and I am so thankful that you're here today. Y'all, this is a good episode. This is a good topic. You need to pay attention. I don't know what you're doing today while you're listening to this, driving, walking, doing laundry. I have no idea. People tell me they do laundry and they listen to this. Whatever you're doing, listen up because this is a good one. And this is going to help you think bigger in your business. I'm talking today about the difference between being just a new business owner who's like in the weeds and stressed out and all this into a confident and successful CEO. Now, I know a lot of you have maybe never even considered yourself a CEO or that you're going to become a CEO, but you really are. You have to start thinking like a CEO. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the differences. And I hope by the end of this, you realize that you have potential that's already there to become a confident and successful CEO. And it just takes a few mindset shifts to make it happen. We're going to talk all about it today. If you're new, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. I have no doubt that this podcast is going to be super helpful for you along your business journey, whether you are in the idea stage, whether you're starting, whether you're growing. This podcast was made for you. I show up every week for you because I'm so excited for all that is to come in your life and your business. If you're new, listen up. You need to get plugged in, okay? I've got some free resources for you. Oh, yes. Party favors for all the newbies. Let's get excited. If you're new, make sure you scroll down in the show notes. If you're an Apple Podcast or whatever player it is, scroll down right now and you're going to see in the show notes, there's a link to a page on my website that has all the freebies. So make sure you peruse those and pick your favorites. You can pick them all. You can choose them all, or you can just choose what is most applicable to you. Like I have a 16-step checklist that everyone loves for starting their business. So make sure you grab that and the other tools. And then also, I have a Facebook group. Did you know about this? It's called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. It's a Facebook group. It's free. It's for you to ask questions, ask those things that you think are silly. And they're not silly because everybody else has the same questions. You can get feedback, all that good stuff, just somewhere to get plugged in, right? And we've got a wide variety of new business owners. So it's so much fun and you get so many great perspectives. So make sure you get into the Facebook group. And by the way, when you click the link to go to the Facebook group, it's going to take you to Facebook. And then you're going to answer the three questions really quick. And then you'll be in like a little bit of a waiting period. And then as soon as I get that notification, I will then approve you and bring you in the group. So welcome to all you new business owners or aspiring business owners. I'm so glad that you're here. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much for being such a valuable part of my life, for listening to this podcast. Thank you to all my grow-getters. Shout out to all of you. Y'all are doing such amazing things, and I'm just so excited for all your progress. And I'm just so grateful for all the reviews too, which brings me to my point right now. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you may have been listening for the last 4 years, and you find this podcast valuable, but you have never written a review or given it a 5-star rating, would you be so kind to do that for me really quick? All you have to do is, like, if you're an Apple Podcast, you go and you rate this podcast and you hit 5 stars. And then if you have 30 seconds to write a written review on what this podcast has meant to you or how it's helped you, anything, so that other people who are perusing podcasts can say, oh, this one looks valuable. And I can't help but think that it tells Apple and all the other podcast players out there that this is a valuable podcast and to show it to more people like you too. So anyways, thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How is everything going? I am so excited to hear about your business. I want to know what's going on. I want to know everything that you're doing. I want to know how amazing it is. I want to know how much fun you're having. I want to know how many sales you're getting. No, I don't need to know that. But I want to know that you're making money, because y'all know that that's my goal, is to make sure that you're making money doing what you love with this business, right? So make sure you keep me updated on those weekly posts in the Facebook group, because I love to read those. They warm my soul. It's better than just scrolling social media or TikTok and looking at random people's stuff. I get to scroll
down the Facebook group and look at the posts and see what all you share about your business. And it makes me so excited. Okay. So anyways, I'm so glad y'all are here. We're talking about a very, very, very important topic, which is you getting out of the new business owner mindset and into the CEO mindset. Now, I know a lot of you are like, CEO, like, really? This is just a business I'm starting. Am I really a CEO? You may not even consider yourself. I'm sure you don't call yourself a CEO. Although I think a lot of very, very successful business owners are saying they're CEOs because they are the CEO because they've had to hire people to help them. And they have so many people under them that they are the CEO. Like they are the CEO. And so I want you to mentally get there. I really do. And then that's really my mission in Grow Getters too. Like I'm helping you with all the things like growing and making more money. But in Grow Getters, I've realized I really want to develop you into a strategic thinking CEO. I really do. So all of you Grow Getters that are listening, that's my goal. It really is. And we're going to talk about it more over the coming weeks and months, but really getting into that CEO mindset, because I truly believe if you are in that, you're going to build a successful business. You really are. And the sad truth is that not every business is successful. We all know that, right? And I don't want you to be one of the statistics. I don't want you to be stuck in new business owner mode and never get out of it and never get control of your business and grow it to where you want it to be. I want you to have it be successful. So let's talk about some differences really quick. Okay. And by the way, all these notes are going to be in the show notes. So if you want to go back and review anything in here, you can click on the link. It'll take you to my website on the page. It's like a blog page and it'll have these listed out. But let's just talk about, first of all, new business owners and what are some characteristics, like what's happening. Okay, so first of all, new business owners, the ones I work with, all of y'all, by the way, are very passionate about what you do. That's who I attract because that's what I talk about all the time in all my marketing, because that's why I started my businesses, because I was very passionate about what it was. And if you've been listening a while or you're one of my clients, you know that I've had businesses for the past 23 years and I've loved them. I've had four businesses. I've had four official businesses. I've actually had five. If you go back a few episodes, I talked about my five businesses. One of them is unofficial. I'll not spoil it for you. No spoiler alerts here. You can go back and listen to that. I don't even remember what episode it is, but it's a few episodes back. So you can just scroll down right now after this and listen to that one. But I had four official businesses. The first one I started with a friend. I ended up turning that into an online boutique. Okay. That's still one business. Okay. Online boutique. Then I opened another online boutique. So I had two running at the same time for a very long time, years and years and years and years. 16 years total is what I was when I had one of them. And then another one was in there. I'd started it after. So anyways, then I had a photography business during that time where I was just on the side doing portraits for people because they asked me. It wasn't a business that I intentionally created. It was created for me by people who kept referring people. And then all of a sudden I had Kimberly Brock Photography. It's crazy. So anyways, I did that for a while, but then I was so busy with my other businesses. I was like, I can't keep doing all this. Like on the weekends I was doing photography. My husband's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I have no idea. What am I doing? I need to stop. So anyways, I stopped. And then I closed my online boutiques about 5 years ago and I started this coaching business. Okay. So I've been very passionate about all of them. You can tell, right? I've been very passionate about them. And I know you are too. Okay. So that's the new business owners that I work with. That's probably you. You're passionate about what you do. It may not be your greatest passion, but I think it's something that you're passionate about, right? A lot of you new business owners have other jobs. A lot of my clients have other jobs. They have part-time jobs, they have full-time jobs, but they want to move into full-time work with this. Some of you are home and don't have another job, but you're raising kids or you're taking care of elderly parents. So to me, that's another job. You've got other jobs. Everybody's got other jobs. Okay. So you may not be getting paid for them, but you have other jobs. Okay. So you're passionate. You've got other massive commitments, including jobs. You're trying to learn and figure everything out. Wouldn't you agree? You're trying to learn and figure everything out. You don't know what the heck you're doing. Do you feel like that? In the beginning, you're like, what am I doing and how did I get here? I've got to figure out a website. I've got to do email marketing, maybe. I've got to figure out social. I've got to get my products ready. I've got to price them. I've got to do shows or have them online. Like, y'all, there's a million things. There's a million things. So you're all trying to learn. Would you agree? That's fair, right? A lot of you, here's another characteristic. A lot of you are run ragged with low pay. Are you run ragged with low pay? New business owners are run ragged with low pay. Because you're like forking out money for this, or, you know, you're getting in grow getters. You have to pay money for that. You do, because that's going to help you in the long run, but you have to pay money to get your products or services ready. Or maybe you're getting your website and logo done. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can spend money on in the beginning. It's super fun though. It's super exciting, right? But those are just some general, I'm just throwing those out there. There's a million more, but you're passionate. You've got maybe other jobs, other massive commitments in your life. You're trying to learn and figure things out. It's like drinking through a fire hose, right? And you're run ragged with low pay. Okay. Well, here's some characteristics of CEOs as a contrast. So everyone listen, here's CEOs. They might be passionate about what they do. Let's face it. My husband is in technology sales, y'all, and I worked at Dell Computers for a long time. And I've been around a lot of people in tech industry, and so has my husband. And I think they've worked with all kinds of companies, and I helped sell to companies and businesses. And so I get it. And I would say that a lot of CEOs are partially passionate about what they do. There's some that are super passionate. Elon Musk is super passionate. I think Mark Zuckerberg is super passionate. I think there's a lot that are super passionate. But I think in general, if you polled CEOs, I mean, I can't help but think that they're going to be like, no, my passion is like fly fishing or doing something else. I mean, let's just be real about it. I don't think most of them are as passionate as you. Could I be wrong? Yes. I think in general, let's just put it, if 100% of y'all are passionate, I think CEOs, maybe 50% are passionate, 70. I don't know, but I just don't think it's as much as y'all. So that's my point. Okay. So I put for passionate, maybe. A lot of them do not have other jobs. They are usually the breadwinner in their family. Okay. CEOs are usually the breadwinner and they are doing this full on. They don't have a side job doing something else. Okay. And if they do have massive other life commitments, they have people to help them, right? Would you agree? That's different than y'all. They already have experience. Y'all, they already have experience. That's a huge advantage that they have over all of you. And when I started my businesses, that we didn't have the experience. Now, this one, I had the experience. But I'm just saying, when you start your first business, you don't have the experience. CEOs have so much experience or they don't get to be a CEO. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. I think a lot of CEOs are run ragged, just like you. However, they carry themselves in a way where it may not look like they're run ragged, but they're getting paid a lot. Y'all, they're getting paid a lot. Whereas you're run ragged, but you're not getting paid very much. It makes me think of, only because my husband was talking about this, my husband is a huge college football fanatic. And you know, we're Texas Longhorns and we live outside of Houston, which Texas A&M is right here. So most people, it's about an hour away, hour and a half. Most people around here are Aggies. They're the Aggies. I don't know if any of y'all have heard of them. If you're not from Texas, you probably don't know, but the Texas Aggies. And they had a football coach, evidently, that got, I don't even, y'all know the number. I would have to look it up. He got hired for like, it was like $80 million or so. It was an absolute gargantuan amount of money. And it was over, he got paid upfront or something like that. Or maybe they agreed to it that no matter how long he was there, he was going to get paid the $80 million. And he got fired in like a few years. He's still getting the $80 million. I'm like, wait, what? What? I'm like, David, you're in the wrong business. You are in the wrong business. What is happening? Like, you can get fired and make $80 million? This is amazing. We need to be doing this. Anyways, it's crazy. But they're a CEO, right? The coach, basically, I mean, they're a coach. They're not the CEO, but they're a coach. They're ahead of something, right? And it's like the CEOs out in the tech industry and everywhere else, a lot of them are getting paid a lot. I would think that they're run ragged. They're probably flying everywhere, not frying, but flying everywhere and working so many hours. And I have no doubt that they are run ragged. I really do. I think most CEOs probably are, but they are happy. They enjoy having a career like that. They like the high pressure of it and they like the money, right? So those are some differences. Okay. So those are just obvious like differences. And again, there's a million more that we could go into, but let's go into some more specific that pertain to you all. Right. And I think with the new business owners like you that I have in Grow Getters or that I've had as coaching clients, is that y'all are in the weeds. Would you agree? You're in the weeds. You are trying to figure out everything, your website, maybe email marketing, doing all the stuff, trying to figure out social, how to do the video, how to record yourself, everything. right? How to do all this stuff, how to set up your system so it emails customers when they place an order, and how to ship your orders, like how to package them. You know, if you're doing a service offering, how are you doing that coaching? Are you doing a program or a course? Like, you're in the weeds. You're figuring all that out, right? You're also letting mind drama get in the way. Would you agree? Do you have any mind drama? Any at all? One that I hear a lot is that you don't know what to focus on. And so you just get so frustrated. You're wrapped up in like, I don't know what to focus on. And I have business ADD and I don't know what I'm doing and what should I be doing? And there's just all this mind drama. What should I be spending money on? What do I need to do? Which app do I need to choose? When should I post? What am I doing? What's my pricing? Y'all overthink everything. Overthinking Anonymous, or Overthinkers Anonymous. I should start that. Overthinkers Anonymous. We need a group for y'all. Overthinking. You also have imposter syndrome. Have you ever heard of this? Imposter syndrome, where you think, oh, other people are so good. They have a lot of experience and they have this and they have every reason to be doing their business. But I feel like an imposter because I'm a new business owner. And are people really going to look at me as an expert? Are they going to think my stuff is good or pretty or nice or useful or valuable? And you feel like an imposter. And you're like, why am I touting that I'm doing this if I don't really feel like I'm worthy of this? You know, I'm trying to put myself above everybody running around. It's all this mind drama. Y'all, it's redonkulous. It's redonkulous. Y'all have pricing drama. Have y'all had that? Pricing drama. You're like, what do I price? We have grow getters that have had pricing drama. It's okay. I've had pricing drama before with my service business, with my product business. I did not have pricing drama at all. I can honestly say that. I knew I was doubling my price. Like, whatever it was, I was doubling it. This business, oh yeah, I had massive pricing drama in the beginning. Like, what do I charge for my one-on-one coaching? What am I going to charge for grow getters? What am I going to charge for my course, for my just getting started group course? Like, all that. Like, I had that. Okay, but I got past it. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Here's some other things that y'all are dealing with, and y'all may not realize it. Okay, this one you may not realize is that you tend to not think high level. You're so in the weeds that you're not thinking about the big picture of your business and like the overall strategies and all that. So you're thinking small and you're not thinking big. Okay. And that goes also for your business, like thinking small in terms of, oh, I'll just make $300 a month when really you could be making $3,000 or $6,000 or $10,000. You could be doing things to think big. Okay. So it goes both ways on that. So those are what I'm seeing when I'm working with y'all. That's what I'm seeing. Here's where I want to get you. Are you listening? This is where I want to get you to the CEO mindset. And in fact, it's an acronym. CEO, we know it means chief executive officer, but I'm going to give you a new acronym so you can remember it. Okay. Okay. Here's some great attributes of CEOs. This is where I want to get you. Number one, C, control. They are in control of their business. They know what's going on. They are in charge. Okay. They are in charge. They are in control. They know what they should be doing. They have high-level strategies in place. They are not in the weeds every day, stuck in the weeds where they can't get out and think big. They, wouldn't you agree, a CEO of Walmart is not in the weeds figuring out how to add to cart button on the Walmart website. No, they are thinking big, like who should we partner with? Do we have licensing deals? Where should our new stores be? Analyzing the numbers with the financial people. I mean, we know what CEOs do, right? But they are in control of the business. They're helping make strategic decisions so that they can turn the Titanic in the right direction. They're thinking high level. Is this good for the future of my business? Is this what we should be investing in right now? Is this what I should be putting money and time into? They also understand their core competencies. And if you haven't been in like sales and business, you may not have heard core competencies, but that just means what you're best at and focusing on that instead of doing a bazillion other things. For example, let's just take like Nike. Let's take Nike. If they all of a sudden said, y'all, we're going to start a subscription box for baked cookies, y'all would be like, what is happening right now? Like, this makes no sense. Y'all would be surprised that some new business owners do stuff like that. Not that drastic, but they'll be starting with one thing and then all of a sudden they're going to add this to their product line or service offering. You're like, what just happened? Like, this has nothing to do with that. Like, what are you doing? That can be on your wish list for later, but not right now. Okay. They are in control. Okay. So CEO, C is control. E, you're ready for this one? Emotions out. Emotions out. Do y'all think CEOs are emotional? Are they like teeth chattering and their hands in their mouth? Oh my gosh, every day. And like thinking, is our store as good as the other stores? I mean, Walmart CEO is not going, oh my God, I'm so worried. Target's amazing. Like, what am I doing? Are we even good like Target? Like, really? Can y'all imagine that? No, they're not doing that. They don't have mind drama about this. They may on their own, like, are they performing? Are the shareholders going to be happy with them? They have other worries, but they're not having mind drama about their products, their services. They're not doing all this. They are using data to make decisions. They are not being emotional. They are taking the emotions out. And when things don't work, they say, okay, scrap that. We're going on to the next. And they go, okay, that didn't work. Let's experiment with this. And this is what I tell my grow-getters all the time. Is to experiment. So emotions out, experimenting in. That's what you're doing. And all the grow-getters know this. We talk about it all the time because we're women and we're emotional and we love our business and we want it to work, right? So we have emotions and that's okay. We should have emotions. God made us this way. We need emotions, but we need to take the emotions out if we want to be a CEO, if we want to be in that mindset, okay? So C is control, E is emotions out, O is operational efficiency, okay? Their operations are running smooth. They have streamlined tools, apps, technology. Think if they have like an assembly line. Have you ever seen that on TV when they show Amazon's assembly line or whatever? I mean, it's so efficient, y'all. They've got certain people working on certain things. They know how to hire. Think about that for your business. Are your operations running smooth? Like if you don't know how to do something and you foresee that you're not going to be able to figure it out soon and that it's going to take you a lot of time and frustration, have you been outsourcing? I mean, you need to. Y'all, I did that with this podcast. I tried to edit my episodes and soon after I started working on it, I watched YouTube videos. I tried to edit. I was like, forget it. This is not my wheelhouse. I should not be doing this. Okay. Outsource immediately. So they have operational efficiency. They are not wasting money on apps and tools and technology that they don't need. They are hiring when they need to hire. Things are running smooth. So you have to ask yourself, am I operating my business in an efficient way? Do I have too many subscriptions, too many apps? Am I trying to do too many things, add too many bells and whistles? Am I making this complicated? Am I adding too many products or services right now? If you are, you need to stop and you need to get in the CEO mindset. Okay. So listen, everyone, you're a new business owner. It's amazing. I love that you are doing this. You are going to build a business that will be one of the most fulfilling things you ever do. And when you make it successful, it's going to be one of the greatest accomplishments of your life. But know that you have to evolve. You have to evolve into a strategic thinking, confident, and successful CEO. And you can get there. I feel like I'm here. I'm making big decisions for my business. I'm outsourcing when I need to. I'm doing strategically big things. And I'm also making decisions that are best for me and my family and my business. Because someone else could come over to me and go, Kimberly, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you over here? Why aren't you on 80 bazillion podcasts? Why aren't you speaking 80 billion times a week? Why aren't you offering this? Why aren't, you know what? No one can tell me what I should be doing. Not that they don't have good recommendations. I think those are all great things and I should be doing them. But y'all, I have a personal life. I have things going on. I also have the choice of what I want to do in my business. I have that choice. And so do you. So you have to make the decisions that are best for your business and you get that freedom. I'm giving you permission now. If you can't put 100 hours a week into this business and you can't make it $1 million business, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're taking the steps, you're taking the action, you're becoming smarter, you're becoming a CEO, and you're running the business the way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Because I have, my clients are a wide range. We have people that are just, you know, working a few hours a week and making a few hundred dollars a month. And then I have people that are like, this is my full-time job. I need to make at least 10K, 15K a month. And they're doing that. So there's a wide range and it all depends on their season of life and their situation. So give yourself permission to do what you can right now for the season of your life. But what I want you to do is be evolving now into the CEO. You're in control, emotions out, and operational efficiency. Okay. Y'all are amazing. If you are right now sitting here going, okay, I need to grow my business. I need to make more money. Make sure you check out Grow Getters down below. I don't have it open all the time, but you can get on the wait list and you'll be the first to know. And I would love to invite you in. We have coaching, several coaching sessions each month live with me of all kinds of trainings. You have our 24-hour a day, 7-day a week community group, our Grow Getters Facebook group, and you can ask questions and get help specific to your business anytime. So I'd love to support you. I'm inviting you in right now. So make sure you check out that below and check out anything else you may need, my freebies or any of the goodies on my website. So that's it. Y'all have a wonderful day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.